Welcome back to Purposely Awaken. I hope everyone's been safe, and I hope everyone's been following all the proper guidelines within their state so that we can all get through this whole thing, this whole academic together. But I'm speaking of, you know, just with all the chaos going on in the world, sometimes we just need a break. Like, some people like to get away, but some people also like to do more simple stuff, like listening to music. Music seems to always soothe the soul and, like, eat and calm down the mind, ease the mind. And it just allows you to kind of tap back into you. 'Cause I think right now in this world, like, I think most people probably have lost a sense of just, you know, who they are. They probably lost a sense of their purpose with everything going on. They probably feel like they're being tugged this way and that way. And they don't know, like, you know, who to believe or which way to turn. You know, people tell them to turn off the news. But then they want to keep updated. So they keep turning to the news, and then they just in turn, you know, just drowns your energy. So with today's guest, hopefully we'll be able to just remind you to take that time out, you know, listen to some music, listen to your favorite artists, such as Avant, for example. And yes, Avant is our guest on today's show. His newest album drops this month, and you can pre-order it. You can pre-order it right now on iTunes, probably Google Play, and wherever else you can buy music from online. But yeah, but of course, before we get into our conversation with Avant, of course, we're going to play some hits, and I think it's only appropriate to play some of Avant's earlier hits. And for the babies on here, you know, for Generation Z, and probably even some of the baby millennials on here, I already know that y'all probably don't even know who Avant is. But, I mean, you probably have parents who are in their 30s and 40s who, you know, do know who Avant is. I'm sure you probably heard some of his music too, probably from, you know, your parents listening to it, or your aunties listening to it, or somebody just older listening to it. So yeah, per usual, before we bring Avant in, we're gonna play some throwbacks from Avant, and then the next voice you'll hear will be the conversation with Avant. All right, we'll be right back.
Listen, I've been waiting to tell you this. You are more than a man could ever want. Wait a minute, just let me know. Listen.
I know what you're thinking, it's alright.
With me, yeah,
it's alright. take a ride with me, and I'll fulfill all your fantasies. And when the rain starts pouring down, then all the love that's lost will be found. I'll make your mind lose control over your body, that's my goal. So baby, just come down here, just let the gravity pull you near me.
I can read your mind, babe.
I can.
I know what you're thinking.
I know what you're thinking.
It's alright.
Can you feel me? Yeah.
It's alright, yeah.
Ooh, baby.
I can read your mind.
Just me and you right now.
I know what you're thinking.
I got an idea, baby.
It's alright.
Oh, yeah.
It's alright, yeah.
I know you wanna love. I know you wanna touch. I know you wanna feel. So, baby, keep it real. I know you wanna see, I know you wanna be in my BED, grinding slowly. I know you wanna rub, I know you wanna touch, I know you wanna feel. So baby, keep it real. I know you wanna see, I know you wanna be in my BED, grinding slowly.
I can read your mind, babe.
I can read it.
Thinking,
and I know
it's alright.
You see, I know what you
it's
know.
Alright, cause
I can feel
yes.
it too, baby.
I can read your mind.
Just me and you, yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
I know.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you doing?
How you doing? I'm just quarantining. You dig? I'm still grayed out.
No problem. Thank you for taking a time out of your busy schedule to speak with me real quick.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. It's a pleasure and an honor. So the first question, well, most people should know who you are, but I know we might have like a few youngins who so for any of the youngins, can you just let them know who Yvonne is?
Well, you know, I am an artist that came out in the early, like probably 2000 or so, but I've been putting records out for a long time, you know what I mean? So I've been in the game for over 20 years, but, you know, just true to R&B, man. I've been through the ringer with the, you know, with different companies. Now I decided to have my own company now. So, and it's been pretty good.
Cool. Awesome. I know you're working on a new album called Can We Fall in Love?
Exactly.
Pre-order. So can you talk about that album, and then how is it different from like your previous album? Like, what can we expect?
Okay. Can We Fall in Love? It's true R&B, you know. Like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, and I kind of got a sense of what my artists, my fan base want to hear. So, you know, when I did this song, Can We Fall in Love, and I just did that just to, you know, just to have a record on the album. But, you know, some of the heads in my company was like, yo, you should make that the whole name of the album.
Right.
But the album has a lot of different relationship love and battles in the album that you will really enjoy, I believe.
Cool, perfect. And then speaking of love songs, so you hear people like, you know, they're always saying, oh, you know, like you know, real R&B, like we don't have any hits anymore, but of course we do, they just gotta look. But I mean, like, what can we do to, like, I guess bring that awareness back to, like, you know, that R&B kind of like on mainstream is like a whole lot of like hip hop and everything. So like, what can we do to, like, you know, bring that awareness back?
Well, I think that we got to also understand that R&B ain't never been dead.
Right.
It's just been cycled and different, you know, did different. Like, you know, right now when I listen to a lot of Caucasians, they actually are doing our R&B. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking. I don't, you know, it don't matter to me. But the nature of it all is that that's what's happening in R&B. It's actually being cycled through that side. So, you know, and they having some big records, you know, so I can't knock it. So that's letting me know that people really still love R&B.
Right.
So it's all about us, you know, coming together and not trying to change it so much. You know what I mean?
That part.
Yeah, that part is the problem. Like, you're trying to change it to be hip-hop. It can never be hip-hop. It can have hip-hop vibes, but it can't be hip-hop, and just because that's two different entities. So I think that, you know, you just need to go with your purest form of R&B and let it go.
Right. I agree for sure. And just keeping, you know, like keeping your, like giving your audience, you know, what they can.
Yeah, right. And what you fell in love with when you was young.
Right. Most definitely. And then so now you say you have your own label and everything now. So how was that journey? Can you talk to us about that?
Having an own label is that, you know, it's a good thing because from the, you know, the major labels, I've learned so much. You know, I understand how it goes, you know, the powers that be. And for me, it's kind of fun because it's like, okay, now I know I don't need to do that. I don't, and if I make that mistake, I can fix that. So it's one of the things where I had a great GPS in the car. And now I get it. I'm the GPS. I know how to make it happen.
Awesome. And then what has been the biggest challenge of having your own label and being an artist?
The biggest challenge is always making sure you stay connected with your base. You know, the base changes because, you know, the base have kids. The base is doing other things. Always want to hear something fresh from their favorite artist. So that's where we come in at, but we can't get away from what the bass, even though we're growing older and we might even get tired of the R&B thing, the bass don't get tired of it. So you got to give them what they want. And I think a lot of times that's our biggest problem. We want to stir, you know, stray away from what our bass wants. And then it's like, okay, if I want, and they're saying, if I want a hip hop album, all I gotta do is go to a hip hop artist. So we really have to watch how we do that.
Got it. And then, so we have your album, your record label. So like, what else has Avon been up to? Like, any other projects or movies? I know you're probably doing a lot.
Well, actually, I'm quarantining right now. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I just think that, you know, the world is changing right before our eyes. And what we have to do is we have to adjust to that change. So right now, what I've been doing, I've been just taking care of my kids and, you know, and waiting to see exactly what we're going to do. But I'm you know, I was, you know, working on an album as well and making sure I get that great music out there to people. So that's one of my main focuses right now. I tell everybody, you can't do everything. You got to focus in on one and be great at that right now.
That's true. I definitely agree. And then, so like being quarantined, especially like in the music industry, like what has been your biggest lesson learned?
The biggest lesson learned from quarantine?
Yeah, as an artist, kind of like in, you know, like in the industry, you know, we're used to, you know, like in the industry, probably used to doing like shows and tours. And just like being able to connect live to the people. So like,
well, I think the biggest lessons to learn is that, you know, everybody is, if they come to your show, they're expecting to hear the records that you created, the ones that they love. You know what I mean? They don't want to hear, you know, a whole new version of this and a whole new version of that. You know, we had to learn that lesson. And also that they truly love you. I mean, they love you to the point where in which they're ready to do whatever for you. So, you know, you always have to guide them in the right direction. Because if not, you know, they can stray off. You can give them the wrong energy and they can hurt themselves or they can hurt you however the case might be, you got to know that when people love you, that puts you in a different space and you have to give off the right energy.
Right. That's true. But energy is everything for sure.
Everything in life.
Right. And speaking of energy and everything and like vibes and giving the people what they want. Well, can we like expect like, cause you know, on Instagram, they've been doing like different Instagram battles. So can we expect like maybe an Instagram battle with you and somebody else? And if so, like who would you want to battle against?
You know, I don't get into that stuff, you know what I mean? I understand what, you know, the thing is, and I don't think we ever should be pitted against each other anyway. You know what I'm saying? Records is records, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's always got to be a bigger or better, and it's like, but I did it for you as a fan. I did it for you. So you can put me wherever you want to put me, but I shouldn't be pitted up against anyone personally, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. That's understandable. And then, so what's one unknown fact that most probably do not know about Avant?
Man, I love to shoot pool. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think that's one of the sports that people don't understand because it's all about angles. You know, so if I'm around a pool table, it's time to get down. For real, you know what I mean? But and you know, and I love being around my kids, man, and learning more and more. And even like my 7-year-old daughter teaching me stuff. And it's like, wow, like, because, you know, we get so far away from this stuff. And they're teaching things totally different in school now. And it's kind of fun, man. It's fun, you know, not trying to know everything and being able to learn more just by not trying to know everything.
Got you. And so what's some advice that you can give to like rising artists, rising producers, just like people who are trying to get their foot in the door?
My advice to all the rising artists and people right now. Okay. Pre-order Avant's new album. That's my advice. Everybody out there, if you really want true R&B, because a lot of times I can give you advice, but I want you to hear it from me and my music. So pre-order the new Avant album, Can We Fall in Love? And trust me, you will understand everything that I just told you because it's about the feeling and how music translates through people and give you that, what we was talking about earlier, that energy. That's what my music tend to do, and I'm about for sure this one does the same thing. So pre-order, you can pre-order it right now, and you can get it on July the 10th. So everybody pre-order, so you make sure you get yours.
All right.
And I love you.
All right, I'll get mine. I'll pre-order mine too.
Thank you, baby.
So I'll do that right after the interview.
My girl.
All right, cool. And then is there anything else that we should know about, either about you or about your record label, about the album that we may have missed that you feel people should know?
I don't know if we missed it, but I think it's pre-order. That. That point. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Thank you so much, Avant. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. God bless you, sweetheart.
All right. You too. Have a good one.
You too, babes.
All right,
everyone. I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation with Avant. And don't forget to pre-order his album. And remember to stay safe. And we'll all get through this together. All right. And we're out.
Loving you out of control. Picking it up with you, my baby. I love when you on your toes and no one else do the things you do, my baby. Time never get us. You can take another look in the mirror, girl. It only gets better. You look so damn edible. Got me wanna use my mouth tonight. You wanna make love tonight. You look so damn edible.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.